This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. President Trump's lawyers have started their impeachment trial defense, arguing Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election. AP Saker Magani reports from the White House.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Democratic lawmakers are reacting to U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers. Democrats say they made the case to call witnesses and review documents. New York Democrat Representative Gerald Nadler says the argument made by the president's defense team that House impeachment managers should have brought the witnesses in by now ignores the fact that the president ordered members of his administration not to testify.
Remember, the president gave a blanket order to everyone not to testify. All members of executive agencies, the people who testified in front of the Intelligence Committee, were defying direct orders from the president.
The president is accused of abusing his power by asking Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden and then obstructing Congress as it tried to investigate. For more on the impeachment, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. 56 people in China have died from the coronavirus. Nearly 2,000 others in China have been infected by the deadly contagion. President Xi Jinping says China is facing a grave situation, and experts and other resources will be concentrated at specific hospitals to treat severe cases of the illness. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
A local Beijing newspaper reported that the city is to shut all inter-province shuttle buses from Sunday in a bid to stop the virus from spreading during one of China's busiest travel periods, its Lunar New Year holiday. In Hubei province, where Wuhan is located, authorities are rushing to build a 1,000-bed hospital in 6 days to treat patients. The region is grappling with hundreds of patients affected by the virus in treatment, some of which are critically ill. And the virus is spreading across the world.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to at least 31, with more than 1,500 people injured. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkey's health ministry says rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in central Turkey, warning that the death toll is likely to rise. The quake hit Friday evening at a depth of around 4 miles. Monitoring centers gave magnitudes ranging from 6.5 to 6.8. At least 5 buildings reported to have been destroyed, while hundreds of other structures damaged and made unsafe. Rescue workers are working round the clock with over 1,000 personnel involved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iraqi security forces used live bullets Sunday to disperse protesters, wounding demonstrators in Baghdad and the southern city of Nasiriya. Prominent cleric Muqtafa el-Sadr withdrew his support this weekend for the 4-month-long sit-ins and rallies in Iraq that have threatened the status quo. It is estimated at least 600 people have been killed and 20,000 people have been wounded in the protests across Iraq since October. Several countries backing rival factions in Libya have violated an arms embargo which they had agreed to uphold a week ago at a summit in Berlin, the United Nations said on Saturday. Last Sunday, foreign powers backing opposing camps agreed at a summit to push the parties to a lasting ceasefire and respect an existing UN arms embargo. The UN mission to Libya says over the last 10 days, numerous cargo and other flights have been observed landing at Libyan airports across the country, providing the parties with advanced weapons, armored vehicles, advisors, and fighters. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.